the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books is set to take place this weekend, two Southern California independent bookstores face closure. Dutton's Books in Brentwood is set to close its doors on April 30th after having been a literary fixture in Los Angeles since 1984. Redevelopment plans, debt, rising rent, the presence of Amazon.com and chains like Barnes & Noble's have overwhelmed these small bookstores. Sadly, Dutton's joins scores of independent bookstores that have gone out of business, such as Midnight Special on Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade, 33 and a Third Books in Echo Park, and Sisterhood Bookstore in Westwood. I spoke yesterday with Doug Dutton, founder and owner of Dutton's Books. So why is Dutton's closing?
Dutton's is closing for a variety of reasons, but the overriding reason is the tension that exists between development and developer and generally independent businesses. I think you see this being played out all over Los Angeles and probably all over the country. At least it seems that I read about that.
In your 24 years of running this bookstore, have you had close calls?
Well, I think from a business standpoint, no. It's been a healthy business. It's grown in the right way. It's fit in neatly into a local community, but also a larger community of readers and inquiring minds. But this was a situation where the owner of the property was the same owner for those 24 years and happy to maintain it and manage it as it was. But the economic interests on San Vicente and Brentwood eventually override any concerns like that, or it seems to be.
So now the site is going to be developed?
Most likely. That's still up in the air. There was a movement to declare it as a historical site, which did pass the council, but that really protects it only for a year's time. And then at that point, the developer is free to act as he will.
So you said that this is something that besets most independent businesses, but what about bookstores in particular, just given the rash of bookstore closings over the last several years in the Southern California area? Is there something about the independent book industry?
Well, that's the other side of the story, which is, of course, the corporatization of books, the concentration of book selling power, and the added incentives that go along with that size, that particularly go to Barnes & Noble on the bricks and mortar side of the equation. And, of course, Amazon is unquestionably the 800-pound gorilla.
So is it just that because, you know, this is an industry that has needs to, in a way, have such an enormous inventory in order to survive, that enormous, corporate bookstores and especially online retailers like Amazon are the only ones that can compete and offer consumers that kind of huge variety as well as a massive discounts, and it just kind of makes it for an atmosphere that independents can't compete in?
Well, I think you answer your question very nicely, Larry. I think you've got most of the major points across, and there's no question. You see this everywhere,
right?
Not just in the book business. But the book business, of course, has, I don't want to say a special place, but it does have a different kind of inventory than a shoe store, where you have to have all the sizes, but you have not necessarily a huge variety of styles. Here, we stocked, at our height, over 130,000 individual titles. Now, that's not books, that's titles, because we were interested in presenting to our public the broadest range of opinion, sort of reveling in the more controversial opinion. In that way, I think we, in some ways, ride side by side with stations like KPFK, because that's what we wanted to do. We enjoyed that. And it had the stamp of our own personality. What a wonderful thing to have that under one roof, so that you could find those things that interested you, and have that second thing, which is that function of browsing to find the things that you don't know interest you.
Right, which it's harder to do on an online store.
I think it's very difficult to do on an online store.
Right.
You know, Amazon has that function. Other people who have bought this book were interested in. And that, to me, is marketing. That's not really at the service of curiosity. It's a different thing. It's about selling books.
So, Doug, you've had one farewell party, March 30th. What was the reaction of longtime customers? What was it like?
Well, it's been lots of hugs, more than a few tears shed. You know what? You can read the New York Review of Books and go online and find the book. It's not that books will disappear and they're not going to be available or go to a Barnes & Noble, but the real loss in this case, I think, has been that of a community. And the community itself consists of readers who would find this place where they could meet and be with like-minded people. It didn't mean that they shared the same tastes or the same politics or the same interests, but they were people who were readers, and that community is lost. And to me, that's the enormity of the loss there.
So Dutton's final day will be next Wednesday, April 30th?
We'll be open on the 30th, and then I'm sure we'll be here for a week or so afterwards.
So you're inviting readers, listeners to come?
Oh, I would love it. I'd love people to come by and say hello. And, I'm always open for hugs.
Well, I'll send you one through the airwaves here, Doug. It's a tragedy, and Dutton's will be missed. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your 24 years in providing the service to the community.
What a wonderful run it's been. You know, I guess my sadness is leavened by what a wonderful 24 years. I couldn't have spent it any other circumstances as happily as I have.
Thanks again, Doug.
Thank you.
That was Doug Dutton, owner and founder of Dutton's Books in Brentwood. Further south, Libreria Martinez in Santa Ana is trying to stave off a possible closure. A fixture in the low-income, mostly Latino neighborhood, the bilingual bookstore has been around since 1993. Run by barber turned bookseller and MacArthur Genius Award recipient Ruben Martinez. Over the years, Libreria Martinez has hosted renowned Latin American and Chicano authors like Carlos Fuentes, Sandra Cisneros, Laura Esquivel, and Isabel Allende. A literary advocate who has traveled across the country and overseas, Ruben Martinez is hoping to avoid the closing of his store so that it might be around for as long as the 100-year-old barber's chair that sits in his office. Ruben, welcome to Uprising.
Thank you so much, and good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us. Explain why your bookstore is facing closure and why it may join the ranks of Dutton's.
Well, there's a lot of things going. We're not the only ones. There's the economy. This recession, if we are in one, has affected all of us. And so it hurts. But we're not giving up. I come from a culture that knows what it is to cry, to suffer, when it gets tough, we're just getting tougher. I've never sat on the fence, but I think I'm there right now. But we hope that we fall on the side where we can keep the doors open, because we have a lot of faith and certainly so many people like yourself, KPFK and many media is helping us. And I don't know how to accept that, because I've never asked for help. I've always been there to help someone. So I'm going through some, I don't know. I feel like I have a hangover of some type, but I'm not giving up. No.
Now, is it also the case that your rents are rising, or that the place that the building owner is giving you a hard time?
That has a lot to do with it. Parking situations and our... I had a customer that said, I went around three times, Mr. Martinez, I can't find parking. I'll see you next time. Well, that's a loss right there. And they all add up, So sales have been, down. And we're looking for new ways. A committee has been formed of business people, educators, city officials, leaders in the community, elected officials, that we're going to meet next week, and it says, how can we save this bookstore that is sorely needed in this town of Santa Ana and in Linwood also? We have a store there. And these are two cities of hardworking class people. And these are the cities that need a bookstore. They need to read in Spanish, in English, because those are our goals in the Latino community, is to learn English, to buy a house, and to send our kids to higher education. And books help. Los libros ayudan. They help.
Now, doesn't your bookstore fulfill a very specific need? I can't imagine that Barnes & Nobles and Amazon would be able to cater in the way your bookstore does to your community, offering these very specific bilingual books for children all the way through adults.
Yes. As a matter of fact, 80% of our books are in Spanish, and the other 20% are in English, from Latino authors, and bilingual books. And they are carrying a bigger selection of our books now in Spanish. But what they don't have, and I don't know if I should say it or not, they don't have the service that we have. Our employees are well prepared. They have these walking computers. They know the books and services, number one, with us. And in some places, these well-written books just sell themselves, you know. But that's what we have, good service and good books and the best music, the best coffee free, you know.
Free coffee?
Free coffee, you bet.
So, you know, I want to ask you to comment on something that Doug also mentioned, which is that an online bookstore just cannot give you that same feeling of walking around in a bookstore and browsing through books you might not even think about touching or opening otherwise.
Well, there's nothing like holding a book in your lap, okay, and for it to be smelling like wood, like lumber, and feeling the book, okay, and then reading a couple of pages, and then, of course, our employees, myself, recommending that book, and after you read this one, you're going to like this other one that I'm going to recommend. So it's the feeling of good literature, the ambience in the store, we certainly don't want to lose that with our readers.
Now, certainly you can find that, the ability to browse through books at one of these big box bookstores, but they're all the same. Barnes & Nobles in Idaho is exactly the same as one in Pasadena.
Well, yes, and we're unique. We're different, and not only that, some of our employees not only speak English, they speak Spanish, but they speak other cultures, other languages too. So we are not only a bookstore, we are a cultural center, and we have a lot of activities. We even have English classes at our stores that are absolutely free.
You provide services other than just selling books?
Yes, and not only our story times for children's, you know, book clubs, but we also have immigration classes free so the people can come and prepare themselves for their citizenship absolutely free. We work with community colleges. They send us the professors, the teachers. We have volunteers that are there to tutor children that are behind in their classes, in their schoolrooms, you know. So we're there to help, to give, to support, to listen. But it's catching up with us, and we want to continue.
So obviously one solution is for listeners to simply go out and patronize the store, go out and buy books. But what else? Are there any specific things that you have coming up that you can tell our listeners about?
Well, the authors are calling. The publishers in New York City are calling, and Mexico, they're saying, I'm sending you authors. We'll take care of them. We'll send them to you. We'll book them. And every Saturday, we have quite a few activities. You know, we started also classes to teach children how to play the guitar, how to play the violin, how to play the piano, after-school programs for our neighborhood. So, yes, everybody, the publishers and the authors are wanting to come and save us.
What are some upcoming authors that you can tell our listeners?
Well, I am talking. We're communicating with the publisher. Gerardo Rivera has a new book out.
That's right.
It's called Hispanic. This is why Americans are afraid of Hispanics, immigrant people. And it's a well-written book. We're negotiating with him coming to our store. Sandra Cisneros, celebrating her house on Mango Street, 25 years. She's coming to our store. And it's a book that, you know what, many publishers at the time didn't want to publish.
One of my favorite books.
It's lasted. Thank you. She called recently and she says, what can I do? What can I do to help? Okay. And yesterday, we had this young fellow, about 22, 23 years old. And he said, Mr. Martinez, I'm so sorry this is in Spanish. I'm so sorry this is happening. What can I do? He says, well, I can see you purchased the book. That's a lot. No, I want to do more. Can I volunteer? I want to wash the windows, clean the sidewalk, open the door, greet the people. And I said, you know what? I think we're going to hire you. I like your attitude. So under these times, these difficult times, we hired a person yesterday. And you know, that's, I'm listening to my heart. We're going to make it. And we want to. This is for the community. Literature is number one. La lectura, pues, es mi vida.
And let's give out the address for Libreria Martinez. It's at 1110 North Main Street in Santana. And the number is 714-973-7900. 714-973-7900. The website, latinobooks.com. Ruben Martinez, best of luck to you.
Thank you so
and
much.
Thank you so much for joining us. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Andrew Ross once said, the smallest bookstore still contains more ideas of worth than have been presented in the entire history of television. That's Andrew Ross, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.